Have you ever lost power from a thunderstorm and had to unplug your computer or your TV to reboot or restart it? Just like the electronics in our homes, moments of silence can provide us with a chance to disconnect in order to reconnect. I recently had the pleasure of taking my mom to visit the ocean. We had several hours in the car and days where it was just the two of us spending time together. We sat watching the shorebirds and beachcombers when it occurred to me that neither of us had said a word for quite some time. We didn't need to. Each day, we were perfectly content to sit quietly and let the rhythm of the ocean lull us into a form of meditation. Which leads me to share this story with you. My dear friend invited me to a special event in California at the Chase Auditorium, where Jess Israel, the founder of The Big Quiet, led all 15,000 of us in a silent meditation. You could have heard a pin drop. It was incredible. Imagine one person being able to command silence from a crowd of 15,000. How do you handle the silent moments in your life? Today's a good day to find out. Maybe you have a favorite chair you'd like to sit in. Or maybe you'll go for a walk to a field or next to a stream. If you have children at home, take a blanket outside. Allow them to pick the spot. Encourage them to sit with you. Wherever you go for your restorative power today, go because you get to, not because you have to. If you enjoyed today's message and would like to learn more, please visit laurijoseph.com. Thanks for listening.